This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdal. Schools have mostly reopened for in-person classes this year, but for some parents, the ones with infants and toddlers, their lives are still far from normal, trying to deal with limited capacity at child care centers because of pandemic restrictions, yes, but also staffing shortages. And so we have arrived at today's installment of our series, My Economy.
My name is Millie Pintacci. I am the owner and director of an infant center and preschool in Napa, California, called Le Petit Elephant Nursery and Preschool. We opened our doors on December 14th, 2015, you know, with my infant in tow. And it felt clear to me that this is something that Napa really desperately needed. There were just not even close to enough childcare spots. So we hosted our first open house, and it was like the floodgates had been opened. It was wonderful. It was thrilling. It was terrifying. And we've basically grown since then. We finally had reached full capacity in March of 2020. But when COVID hit, we shut down with the shelter in place, and we basically lost all of that momentum. We had to furlough 32 highly qualified and trained teachers and all of our families. We had 121 children enrolled with us when we had to close. When we reopened our doors 3 months after the quarantine first began, it was quite devastating. We lost an average of $20,000 to $30,000 a month just being open. We only were able to have about half of the families and about half of our staff that were willing to return and wanting to return. Since then, we continue to try to hire, which has been an extreme challenge for us to find teachers with experience in childcare, as well as the education that is required to be a fully qualified preschool or infant teacher. Our enrollment has increased quite a bit over the last few months, just as I think people have become vaccinated and it feels like things are getting a little bit under control here in California. And so I've started feeling hopeful that, you know, we're going to make it through this. It does feel most days that I'm basically stretched as thin as I can go. It takes quite a lot to be kind of a one-woman show. But this is our family business. This was our nest egg. It feels like we can't fail. We have to make it.
That was Millie Pintacci, owner of Le Petit Elephant, or the Petit Elephant, nursery school and preschool up in Napa, California. You know what I'm going to say now. We cannot do this series without you. So please let us know how your economy is doing, would you? Marketplace.org/myeconomy.